From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Lorenzo Lair County Board of Elections has appealed a judge's decision ordering them to pick new early voting locations. State Supreme Court of Claims Judge Adam W. Silberman ensured July 7th that Rensselaer County had until July 9th to name better early voting sites closer to large populations. Instead, Melanie Trimble, director of the Albany chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, reports they appealed the decision just 2 days before early voting begins on June 12th. Trimble, whose organization backs State Attorney General Letitia James's effort to expand early polling places in Rensselaer County, said, and I quote, "It's ongoing. It's obvious Rensselaer County legislators and election officials want to block people from early voting," end quote. James filed a lawsuit against Rensselaer County over the issue on May 27th. A deal to add a fourth early voting site in either downtown Troy or the North Central neighborhood fell apart June 7th, according to court officials. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amanda Burke reports for the Berkshire Eagle that criticism emerged June 9th of Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington's failed attempt to remove a district court judge because of a series of rulings unfavorable to prosecutors. Randy Gioia, Deputy Chief Counsel for the Public Defender's Division of the Committee for Public Counsel Services, said, and I quote, "Calling for a sitting judge to be removed from their post based on a decision a prosecutor disagrees with is both concerning and dangerous," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It sends a message to other judges that they need to fall in line or else face an attack on their livelihood, and it ignores the other avenues available when a party disagrees with a judge's decision," end quote. Harrington claimed in a May letter that Judge Jennifer Tine posed a, and I quote, "significant threat to public safety," end quote. But the Chief Justice of the District Court System, Paul C. Dawley, found there was, and I quote, "no factual basis," end quote, to support the claims of judicial indiscretion. Harrington, though, is not backing down. She said, and I quote, "I respect and appreciate Judge Dawley's review of my multiple concerns," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I am satisfied knowing that the leadership of the district court is aware that the atmosphere in the court is demoralizing for the prosecutors and victims who are seeking protection and justice," end quote. Jed Hall, a Berkshire defense lawyer and former prosecutor, said, and I quote, "She's the executive branch. She has nothing to do with the judicial branch. The fact that the top prosecutor tried to have her, Tine, basically removed because she wasn't in line with the decisions the DA office is making is stunning," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Andrea Mako reports in the Greenville Pioneer that jazz and rock bands will be performing Tuesdays this summer in Greenville. The Michael Benedict Quartet, the Luster Kings, Girl Blue, the Matthew Fink Trio, Medusa Moonshine, the Functions, and the Brad Monkel Quintet are among the performers. Jazz musician and WGXC volunteer program Brad Monkel, a graduate of the Greenville High School District and the College of St. Rose in Albany, is organizing the shows that are from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays at the gazebo in Veterans Park at the corner of State Route 32 and 81. If there is rain, concerts will move to the Prevost Hall, Greenville's community center next to the library. The story does not mention if the town is taking any measures to slow the spread of COVID-19 at these events. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.